Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Jerry's here too. Dave's here in spirit, like Obi-Wan Kenobi. So let's get started.
That's right, and you cobbled this together, and this is about the Long U Caves.
I think cobbled is generous here.
No, it's fine. These caves in China, specifically the, how would you pronounce that, Josh?
The province?
Yeah.
Zhejiang.
The Zhejiang province in China, where in the early 90s, in 1992 specifically, the people that lived in the villages near these ponds. There's ponds all over the place there.
Yeah.
But there, all these sort of historical rumors of the some of them being bottomless, these bottomless ponds, kind of Chinese lore. And one day this guy, and I actually found his name and now I can't find it. His name was Wu. I do know that. But he said, you know what? I'm going to find out what's going on. I saw some places say that he caught this enormous fish in one, but I think that's not true because part of the thing about these ponds is that they had no fish.
Yeah, that they were totally devoid of life.
But I saw two different things said he caught this giant fish and was intrigued. But I just think that's made up BS.
Okay, that's great that you laid that out there because we should probably say there's a lot of questions about all of this.
There really is. It's surprisingly hard to get a lot of stuff on this. So anyway, he was intrigued and said, I'm going to buy a water pump. And I'm going to drain that thing. And as the story goes, they ended up investing as a village into several more water pumps. And after 17 days of pumping, drained this thing to see if it was, in fact, a bottomless pond. What did they find?
They found, not just in that one pond, but five ponds, really deep caverns that you'd be like, oh, okay, that's kind of a neat thing to find, a cavern that was filled with water that everybody thought was a pond. But wait,
yes.
All you had to do was peer over the surface into this cavern, and you would see a staircase that had been carved into the rock descending below into the darkness.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, and these are this is the mystery of the Long U Caves, because they still don't know, and this is what we'll talk about, you know, probably in part two, they still don't know why these things were built, this amazing system of underwater caverns, or, well, originally underwater, but just underground caverns now. How many were there in total? I think 24 they ended up finding.
Yeah, they found 24 of them, five major ones and 19 slightly smaller ones.
Yeah, one is a tourist attraction now, maybe more. That was even hard to find out.
For sure.
But at least one.
And the whole thing, this whole system of what they call grottos, of 24 grottos, covers 7.5 acres. And the biggest one has a ceiling that's 100 feet off of the floor.
Yeah.
Soaring 30 meters plus. That's a really tall cave and a really long staircase. And also, you would say, well, wait a minute. How is this thing even being held up? My friend, they carved pillars that held this thing up. And that's just the very beginning of all the astounding stuff that there is to say about these caves.
Do you carve a pillar or do you carve everything around what will eventually be a pillar?
They say that, I think Michelangelo saw like in a slab of marble, like raw marble, what he was supposed to chip away to reveal, you know, David beneath or something like that. So, yeah. I mean, just what a great way of looking at things.
He stared at it and he could just see that flaccid penis.
Right. He could hear.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about these, because when you walk down those steps, you're going to find those pillars, and then you're going to look around at these walls, and you're going to be like, hold on a second. If I look at all these walls, I will notice, and the ceilings, mind you, like basically all of the surface, except for the floor, right?
I don't think the floor has them, no.
You will find it is made up of these carved out parallel, or I saw one sort of poo-pooer call them parallelish, parallel lines that are, how wide are these things?
Well, it depends. So if you're talking about the parallel lines that go, that circle all the way down a pillar, they're usually about 24 inches wide.
I'm talking about the ones on the walls.
They vary in length.
Okay. Or width.
Both.
Okay.
but they'll vary in width from, like, say, this wall to that wall. In a local area, they're all going in generally the same direction. They're generally the same length. They're generally the same width.
Right.
But when you put it all together, it has this amazing effect of creating a uniform textured background mm-hmm. to everything that's on these walls and to the walls themselves, the pillars themselves. They're adorned with texture.
That's right. And within each of these sort of carved out lines are smaller vertical, clearly like chisel marks mm-hmm. That are chiseled at a 60 degree angle to the vertical surface of the wall or the pillar or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's definitely human hands had a big role in shaping these things.
Lots and lots of human hands. And I guess we can take a break now mm-hmm. and we'll talk about all this other good stuff right after this.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, first of all, how old is this stuff? We should talk about that for a second.
That's a great question, Chuck.
Well, probably about 2,000 years old.
That's the guess. And the reason that they're saying that is that they found pottery embedded in the silt on the floor of this thing when they drained it mm-hmm. Of these caves. And that this pottery dated to about the reign of Emperor Xuan, I think the 10th Emperor of the Han Dynasty. And his reign was up to 48 BCE. So over 2,000 years ago is when these caves would have been dug.
Yeah, exactly. And another weird thing about this system is that usually you would know because the Chinese were great about keeping records and documenting stuff like this, mm-hmm. like exactly like this. Yet they have found no documentation anywhere ever about what how this was done or what these things were used for?
Yeah, the closest they could come was a poem from the 17th century written by Yu Shun, who was writing at over 1,500 years after these caves were ostensibly carved.
Yeah.
And that's the only mention they have. And it's really weird. Like, why would it not be documented by a culture that documented everything? The other thing about it, Chuck, is that it doesn't match any of the other mines, quarries, grottos, ceremonial sites, palaces. It just is. They're their own thing. There's one other group of grottos called the Huashan Grottos. They're also billed as mysterious, but supposedly they were built about 1,500 years after the ones in Longyu, the Longyu Caves.
Yeah. Another couple of remarkable things is that each one of these has only one entrance, like you're talking about, mm-hmm. that vertical shaft staircase. So it's not like they're connected together, although they are beside one another. They neighbor one another, sometimes to the point where these walls are just a couple of feet thick between them. Mm-hmm. But you can't move from one to another while you're down there. And then once you get down there, they found that they used to have these drainage channels and ways to drain them and this like sort of central water pool that would collect water.
Yeah.
But they eventually completely filled with water. And a lot of this still is, you know, guesswork because they really just don't know much about it. But they think that they flooded over time because these drains stopped working.
Yeah, and clearly the people who built these were incredibly talented because, like you said, they shared walls. And those walls, in some cases, were only 2 feet thick. And if you're carving out spaces independently and you're using a shared wall, you're at a really high risk of carving into the other chamber, the other room, through the wall. Mm-hmm. They didn't. They figured out that precisely how to carve the next chamber that shared the wall with the first chamber without puncturing that shared wall. That's really tough to do.
Oh, totally. And they didn't just go in there with like the biggest tools that were available to them at the time. Mm-hmm. It's sort of these little lines that are carved. They've basically settled on the fact that like lots and lots of people did this with pretty small tools. Like chisels and hammers, basically, when they could have used bigger things at the time.
Yeah, I saw that they think that they actually carved from the surface of the ground downward, layer by layer. That's how they carved it out. So they were carving this pillar over here by, you know, along the way. They were carving another pillar over here along the way. And they just kept carving down with chisels. So there's a estimate. I'm not sure who estimated this.
This is all over the internet, though, which makes me worried.
For sure. We got it from Interesting Engineering, so blame them. We tried to go as legit a source as we could. And they said that an estimate with tools at the time, just removing the rock, mm-hmm. not the like intricate carving or anything like that, but just to remove the rock to create the caverns would have taken 1,000 people 6 years if they worked 24 straight hours.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nuts because they would have moved 1 million cubic meters of rock. This isn't soil, everybody. This is siltstone. It's very hard rock that they carved into.
Yeah, and there's no evidence of where all that stuff went, that 1 million cubic meters of rock, because it's not like there's, you know, a big mountain nearby of mm-hmm. stacked siltstone.
Right.
There were no tools that they found. They're surmising this chisel and a hammer thing from how, you know, like the end result, not the fact that they found a bunch of chisels and hammers down there.
Right.
Like after some great flood or something. And then you mentioned the intricate patterns there. It's not just the carving and the walls and the ceilings and these pillars, but there is art down there, like bas relief carvings, all over the place. And almost everywhere I found said that this is almost certainly came much, much later
yeah.
and was not done at the time.
Well, let's get into it because I think we should finish on skepticism, shall we?
We shall.
So some people are like that bas relief thing is a great example of questioning anything we know about this because legitimate sources will be like, this bas relief is in shockingly good condition. Having been underwater for centuries. And skeptical sources say, Probably that's because it was carved after these things were drained in the 90s to enhance their attraction for tourists. Yeah. And that over here in the West, we're like, wow, look at that bas relief. It's like it was carved within the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's just a misunderstanding. So when you learn about that, it starts to make you question, well, okay, what else is just misunderstanding? What else is just the tourist board in China saying something and we're not quite getting it and we think that this is a mystery more than it is?
Exactly. Because you do have to keep that in mind, like what we're talking about. Or where we're talking about. Mm-hmm. There have been theories over the years of what it could have been. None of them completely make sense. If it was like a mine, it wouldn't have been – they wouldn't have taken so much time to make it so sort of precise and intricate. Mm-hmm. If it was a palace, because some people put that forward, it would have had rooms. And this is like – I don't know if we got it across. Each one is like its own just huge room. And that's not how palaces were. They had different chambers and different rooms. And another thing was maybe it's a garrison for troops, but they wouldn't have taken so long to do something like that probably.
No, they would have needed garrisons like much more quickly. You don't, you know, not something that you would take, 6 years using 1,000 people for 24 hours a day.
That's a heck of a foxhole.
To do. Exactly. Right.
I did see one video of this woman online put forward the idea that it's sort of like an Occam's razor thing. Wait, is Occam's razor? Yeah, that's the simplest explanation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that they were cisterns. And she had a lot of compelling reasons why she thinks they were cisterns. And a lot of people in the comments, this is YouTube, of course.
They're like, I'm going to kill your family.
No, a lot of people are like, that actually makes a lot of sense. And she compared them to different cisterns at other places in the world that kind of had some similar looks and that, you know, they functioned well as cisterns because they collected a ton of water that they had still been using for fresh water.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure the ancestors, the ghosts were like, what are you doing when they saw the villagers pumping these things out?
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. I think there were some things that don't quite hold water.
Well, no. Oh, boy, Chuck. The biggest one is, I'm sorry we didn't finish on that, but that was beautiful. The biggest one for me is, why would you make such intricate carvings in a cistern?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
None of that makes sense.
So from what we can tell, there is a pretty decent amount of mystery to the Longyou Caves. It's not just misunderstanding.
Yeah, and I don't think we're probably ever going to find out for sure.
So, Chuck, what do you think about the idea that they were cisterns?
I think it doesn't hold water.
Beautiful. Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.